listener exclusive.
The Bidgee Bubble.
Hey, it's Matty Ray, and welcome to the Bidgee Bubble podcast, where the locals in the Riverina MIA go for everything worth hearing about. This week, we're focusing on just the one event, and it's a major one for the Feral Joggers in Griffith, and that is the Griffith Half on the Hill, taking place across Scenic Hill, starting from the John Pickley Reserve at the top of Doolan Crescent in Kalina. We're going to go over the history on the Feral Joggers Half Marathon and all the details on the 2024 event with Anthony Salmon from the committee. And Anthony joins us right now. Good to be with you, Anthony. A huge day this Sunday.
Very much looking forward to it, Matthew. This is our 14th running of the annual Half on the Hill.
14 years, eh? It's been going a while now, hasn't it?
Yeah, long time. 2010, we started off with just 19 competitors. So it was 10 guys, 9 ladies.
Mm.
Hopefully a lot more this year.
I'm sure. And I think the one that I was a part of, not in any competing capacity, but as a hosting, I believe, had more than 100 there. So it's definitely come along a long way in 14 years,
It has, yes. And we've developed as well. The course used to stop and start at the old radio station. Now it's at the top of Doolan Crescent, above the oval there. Mm. And we used to run the course in reverse, and a lot of things have changed in those years, Matt.
Yes, that's it. So we'll get to the crux of the course itself a little later in this chat. Of course, it's a 21.1-kilometre marathon up around Scenic Hill. The juniors, a 4K run, which got bought up in 2021. This is an event that the community largely keeps their eye on, in and out of the Feral Joggers, Anthony. Not everyone may know that the Griffith Ferals, you guys are running every weekend, pretty much.
We run every weekend, rain, hail or shine. The only weekend we don't run is the Easter weekend. Well, we do run the Bacchus on the Good Friday, but we don't run that Saturday.
Mm.
Christmas Day, New Year's Day, doesn't matter. We run.
Yep. And how many do you get on Christmas Day?
You'd be surprised. Probably 60 to 70 runners turn up on Christmas Day.
And I wouldn't say too surprised at that, because there's a great community feel that you guys have at the Griffith Ferals. Now, how many are there today? Ferals, that is.
Ferals. We've probably got around 250 active members. Yeah.
That's incredible. Let's go over the Half on the Hill now. That's coming up for 2024 this Sunday. How many registrations have there been so far? And when do registrations close for those who haven't done it yet?
Well, registrations will close this Friday, 6 o'clock. There'll be no registrations after that time. Yes. And there'll be no registrations on the day either.
That's right.
We're probably tracking to get around about 100 people at this stage, which is a lot more than the 19 that we started with.
That's right. Yeah, maybe a little fewer than you've had over the last few years, but it has been cold this winter.
And we're a little bit worried about the forecast this weekend. There's chances of showers and cold weather, but hey, just get there and run and enjoy it.
Yeah. Will that might mean any changes at all if the weather's not looking too dry?
No, if it's if it's just a few passing showers, it's not going to cause a problem. We've actually run in a lot worse than that.
Okay. The Half on the Hill, a 21.1-kilometre length marathon, and the junior run is 4 kilometres. For those racing in a team of two, how much of the course does each person do?
Well, they'll actually cover exactly half the course each. So they'll each do 10.5 kilometres.
Ah.
The halfway point is at the Dalton Park.
Team can be mixed or girls or boys. For the juniors, just individual. Now, only those older than 16 can do the 21.1-kilometre marathon unless prior approval has been given by the committee. And what circumstances will the committee consider someone younger than 16, say, to be fine to do the half marathon?
Yeah, we've had a few kids over the years get approved and come in. We've actually got another young person this year who's 15 years of age.
Mm.
They demonstrate an ability. So they've already got the ability to run that sort of distance and run that distance in a fairly good pace. Generally, they've been members of the Feral Joggers. Sometimes they haven't been.
Yes.
But if they can prove that they've got the ability, we will generally let them go with a bit of parental permission on the side, though.
Of course, yeah. And just on that, many of them being members of the Feral Joggers, of course, you'll have 100 people around about that number, maybe a little bit more for the half marathon this Sunday. There'd be a good number of people who aren't really members of the Ferals doing this, right?
We actually pull people in from all over the state, to be honest. We've got people coming from Canberra and Sydney this year, so it's really good. And we also get good support from there's a running club in Narandra. They come across every year to the event. That's Yeah, well supported.
I think those in running from Canberra will do quite well in the conditions.
Yes, this will be quite warm for them.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, race briefing at 8:45, 8:45. By what time are you asking everyone to be at the top of Doolan Crescent by?
We'd like people to be, if you to pick up your bibs, get there by 8:30 at the very latest. Get your bibs. Race briefing, as you said, Matt, will be at 8:45, and 9 o'clock sharp, we're on the way.
That's right. And the junior race, of course, from 9:15.
Yep, juniors are 9:15.
All good. Going to be a huge one this Sunday. Fingers crossed the weather's not too bad at this stage. Maybe just a few passing showers. But yeah, going to be a little bit chilly. So have the thermals on, that's for sure. And good luck to all competitors. Well done again to the Feral Joggers for putting on this sensational event. It goes from strength to strength every year. Year 14 now. Incredible result, Anthony.
Yeah, it is. It's great. And it's just getting bigger and bigger every year, Matt. So looking forward to the 15th year.
No worries. Good luck on Sunday. And thank you for coming in on the Bidgee Bubble today.
No worries. Thank you.
And to all the Griffith Ferals, non-Griffith Ferals, and visitors from within the Riverina MIA and outside, welcome to Griffith and best of luck this Sunday. Run safe and run well. That's all for the Bidgee Bubble today. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back next week. If you've got an idea about what we should cover on at the Bidgee Bubble, there is a way for you to give us a suggestion, and that's an email to riverinamia@mmm.com.au. Have a good week, and I'll catch you again soon.
Listener exclusive.